Blog Talk Radio.
Well, today, entering a new phase of my life, I told you, everybody, that I was, because of the longevity, it's so long, in observation of looking at another person, persons online, I had to make some changes. Because I don't want the past, or, you know, what's need to be changed, need to be changed. You know, with music, you know, it's really realistically. But I'm still sorry. I'm still releasing music as an artist, too, singing it on the keyboard. I have not had any songs to sing to play to. But there are songs like Basie Jam Part 2 or I Want My Hollywood Dreams to Come True, the first version, or I Do Love You. Those are songs that I've written, sang online by myself, but they're not in the recording studio. There are other songs on there. You will see it through. I just play instruments. Struggle came out, so the old song. So in that sense, yeah, music is great, but I don't have no more demos to make. I've been making demos for so long, off and on. That's not really... It's about getting into the industry as a singer or songwriter and not seeing that dream happen for so long. So I had to make some changes. So I'm no longer live performing. I'm not going to play in front of somebody, you know, unless someone offered me for some money for it legitimately and, you know, the luck factor. But I've been doing it so long. But that's what I want to bring up. The past is over forever, you know. You know, I can't go back to 1995 or 2002. Whatever I did then, it's over. I remember I worked at this little community mental health center as a, you know, staff assistant. That's over forever. I'm not doing that no more. I did get my BA in psychology, and that's over. So... I did, you know, whatever I did, I want to, you know, it's the past, it's in the past. I bring this up because some individuals, maybe directly, indirectly, keep bringing up the past. The past is over. You can't go back to 20 years or 10 years unless you have some handicap, you need help. Because lives, you know, our lives have to go move forward or move on. We have to move on. We only have one life to live because sooner or later we are going to leave this planet. We can't be thinking about what happened in the past if your life is over. So we have to move on. But some things are, you know, are still connected to the past, like with music, you know. Just now I did, was singing out a melody. And the melody to a song, I was singing it. It's just for writing a song because for me to write a song, I play the keyboards, but I written like an instrumental like last week, and then I use my voice to write a song, so it could come to me instantly. Since I've been singing for so many years, I instinctively a melody will come to my head, or something reminds me instinctively, spontaneously. So I just go and sing it. No, I didn't sing my best, but it's not for people to hear me. As for a stage or a show or a podcast, and for me at this time, it'll be no longer on stage, on clubs, or anything like that. And I'm not doing it for no amateur, just to play around or for fun either, because it's professional. It's to make a career out of it. I spent so much time out of it. I didn't come out to LA to be no amateur in music. If that was the case, then I would never came out here at all. I came out here to be a professional artist, and that's what I did, but just too much suffering. I didn't get the break. But you never know. You don't know how unpredictable life is. I would tell everybody out there, never give up on your dreams. And we know dreams have to be positive. Dreams have to be positive. If you want to be a doctor, a lawyer, or you'll be an artist, some people have been doing it for 50 years to be an artist. Go for it. If they feel, you know, positive. A dream to hurt somebody or manipulate somebody, that's not a dream to persist. That's never going to work out, you know. That's one thing I know. If I'm doing something that's going to be negative, then forget about it. It never works out the way it should because it's negative. But positively, you know, going for the Hollywood dream is like the lottery. You know, it's so hard, but it can happen. So I want to tell you, I'm not going, I'm not giving up. I'm just not going to perform. I'm not performing amateur or fun. I'm not doing no more bands. I'm just performing for myself. Write a song and sing. I'll release it. Maybe a cappella. I don't like when somebody in my neighborhood call me Nikki Six, Nikki. You know, if they're talking about running a band, I'm not in no band. I don't have no band at all. And Nikki Six is not a singer or keyboard player, so we're so different. He's a legendary bass player. And I look at that as like he had a lot of luck, which he deserved. You know, he had the talent to write the song or, you know, play the bass, but the luck factor was there. McMahon's manager, Kaufman, got involved, and Tommy Lee and McMahon's picked Vince Neil to be the lead singer. I mean, you know, it really worked out to where they were going to be in the business. It was destiny. I didn't have that luck. While they are legendary, Hollywood legends, I didn't have that luck. I had misfortune. The misfortune I have is not just the rejections, but just the wrong place at the wrong time. And then when I'm trying to finally get a demo, you know, like to make the song for the record company thing, have somebody trying to sabotage it or track a crazy person who's trying to undermine me from getting it. Then I had somebody who said he didn't want me to be the lead singer. That's so sick because there wasn't no band to begin with to go professional. I was a professional singer because I was making those demos for those record labels to hear. And they should never have said that because there wasn't no band. But the band broke up anyway, not because of what he said, because they didn't want to be professional. They said they would, but they were not. They didn't have the stamina and consistency to continue. But and I don't like repeating something that's so negative. And that's dream killing. You don't say that to a band because all lead singers are all shapes and sizes. So you don't say that to a band or to a developing band unless you're a record label, unless you're a manager to take them to the top and you know the idea of how a band should be. Don't say those things, especially if the band is not professional and especially if the band, like that was not a professional band. And I didn't know why he was showing me screaming like AC/DC or Led Zeppelin, Robert Plant or Axl Rose on his public access because that was not a band. And that's like, 20 years ago? You got to be insane. You can't worry about what happened 20 years ago. You have to worry about what's going on now. Is it okay to be a professional? Did I release those songs? No. I'm not in that band. That band was not professional, unless we got together with a manager and then we went professional. So that's not something I want to talk about because that's too long ago. Again, the past is over. I ain't gonna never be in that band because that is over. The past is over. I ain't gonna talk about something 20 years unless you're sick in the head. You know, you have to move on. I have no desire to be in any band anymore, not even for a hobby. After all those years, decades of suffering, and I did do it for fun. To develop my craft part of the time, and then I went on stage and did it to get discovered. I mean, don't get me wrong. So if these people, anybody out there who's comfort with the past, then fine. But you know that the past will transcend to the present because it's not about where you come from. It's about where you're going, you know? Like in politics, I think it's great. Because, you know, Governor Newsom and in California State have made this woman, LaFonza Butler, is that her name? And she's a lesbian. She became the first U.S. She became first lesbian U.S. senator for California. California is a blue state, and really, truly blue, just like New York, Illinois, and big cities. And that is a great. That is like truly the future. What's going on now in the future will be better. That's a progression to the next level. So I think it's great that he appointed a lesbian to U.S. Senate, because that's very good. Because gays and lesbians deserve rights, just like women, just like men. Just, it doesn't matter what color it is. It's about somebody's abilities. Because in the past, which is horrible, horrific, you know, the injustices of, to minority groups, people went by what somebody looked like. They went, you had to, you know, in the 18th century, they went, you know, which was so racist and anti-this, anti-that. You know, you had freedom, but it was just for the white heterosexual male who had all the power. Women had no power. There was slavery. There were a lot of poor people and a few rich people, and I'm glad that has changed. That has changed tremendously. So you have to say the future gets better. That was in the past, and the future is now. So, and it's going to continue to change for the better. That's why we have to, it's about where we're going. We're going to change. There's one instinct in life that's going to happen, even if it takes a very long time. A lot of things can take a long time. Big dreams, you know, going for big dreams can take a long time, or events can take, or sometimes it happens soon, real soon, fast, and that's change. Change is going to happen no matter what, whether we like it or not. So we have to keep up with the changes, because the ultimate change on this planet for every human being is death. And every one of us is going to die, but before we die and before you and I die, we have to enjoy life to the present. The present means what's going on now, and try to see and seek out to do better for the future. Because we only have one life to live. So when I look at the past, I don't look at the past at all, what I did, because everything in the past was limited. But I do look at the past as sort of, you know, whatever memories bother me, I had to get it over with. Or family holidays and memories, because that's important for family, or though that's healthy, or holidays or whatever, or maybe a history, looking at what happened in major history. Yeah, because it helps us learn about ourselves by looking at the past, you know, like the French Revolution, that's healthy, looking at the past. But to talk about what happened 20 years ago when we were here and there, we had to let that go. A lot of that had to be gone, because there's going to be new history made by what's going on in the present. So the past is over with. The past really is truly is over. It's not coming back. So what's going on now? I'm glad that they elected a lesbian, because there's going to be more change. There's going to be more lesbian gays. And to be a bigot, you cannot be a bigot anymore, you know. But you know, I came across people who are still living like it's 1940, and you cannot be a bigot or homophobe anymore, and that's a good thing. I'm a very progressive, open-minded person, and you have to be. There's good and bad in everybody. You know, we have to. We cannot discriminate. We cannot go by race or color or creed. When all the races or religions become a part of the human existence in a harmonious way through love and expansion, that's when the world will grow and become truly itself, and that's the test. We cannot divide and desegregation and say with your own kind, all those kinds of racist statements or division or hatred of any kind, it only divides up, and it could destroy the earth if those limited types of thinking control the earth. Our world would not exist anymore. So in order for the world to expand, because, you know, I do believe in God, and God is an energy that expands. It truly, an expansion through diversity and acceptance of people who are different from you and me, and to love ourselves. And it's very hard because I'm trying to love myself. I speak about it on an honest level because on a personal level, I lived a life where I received very little love from the world or no love at all. I wasn't accepted. So I was told that I had to love thyself in order to truly see what the world for what it is. Because without love, there's nothing. So that is important to love. Any type of love, you know, whatever kind of love that someone wants, whoever we love, that's good. If it ain't bother anybody, it doesn't affect us in any way except someone's narrow-minded beliefs or their religious beliefs, then it's not, then everything's okay with that love. Something's wrong with someone who's a bigot. But that is continuously going on in the present. Unfortunately, it will continue because some people will never change and or adapt to very limited beliefs that could hurt you and me. So we need more people on this planet to love and to be open in order to keep the world growing and expanding, because that's the only way the earth can continue. And that is where it is. The past is over, but the future will be among us. So the present is for us to grow. Because when you're born a certain year or whatever, you're going to grow faster and it's going to change. So when you get a teenager, 20 years is a very long time. So we're going to be in some way different than we were 20 years ago. And then 20 years later, you know, a lot of people, you know, some people die 20 years later, 30 years later, 40 years later. But the important thing is to, in our own way, to grow and try to enhance ourselves, self-love, to appreciate the present. And it's very hard for me sometimes because I felt the world did not appreciate me. But I had to realize that whatever is going on in the world, I have to love thyself, because if I don't love thyself, there's no way I can enjoy who I am and what I am and to expand who I am despite what's going on. Because if I love myself, then nothing else matters. That's the most powerful tool on this planet, because that's the only way we can love other people if we love ourselves. So reality check is, I make a song vocally or I make a song piano-wise. Yes, I could be off and on, but I'm an artist. It's part of who I am. I did it because it was a form of love to enhance what I am. And the cause of it was because I didn't feel love by the world. So in order to have self-love and to enhance myself, I had to become a creator. So, in some way, and love thyself and appreciate whatever's going on in the present, because for me, my past is over. It's over forever. But the present continues for me to appreciate the future. It's not about where we come from, because where we come from is in the past, and that is over forever, because everything is going to change from the past. So whatever happened in 1970, that's over. But 2023 is a very long time. It's a lot of changes. And it will continue to change. Sometimes the change can go forward, and unfortunately it can go backward. It can go two steps forward and two steps backward. It always seemed to go that way, but it's going to go two steps forward again permanently. It's kind of like go back, forth, and then forward permanently. So it doesn't matter what anybody think of my voice or whatever. Most important thing is what I think of my art. And yes, I had a very tough life, a limited life, that I feel I deserve more. But I had to love myself to appreciate the present, because the past is over and the future is going to begin. Because what's going on now will become the past. for a new generation and a new time for the future. Good day, good night from Dove Knight.